Mark here as well to Anfield playing on Saturday. From a joint manager point of view, you're sixth in the table. You must be reasonably happy with the way the season's gone so far.
Yeah, it's been a steady start, Ray. We got a good two or three wins at the start of the season. I think everybody thought it was just going to be a walk in the park. And after that, a couple of defeats, which sort of brought us down to earth a little bit. But since then, we've just started to grind out one or two good draws, and then a win against Hartlepool last week has really lifted the confidence within the squad. You know, this year we brought in six or seven that were under 18s last season, and it just takes a little bit of time to get used to the physicality of the men's football, if you like, and they're gradually getting there.
I was going to say, sometimes you find in non-league football, the lower down you go, that what players lack in skill, they make up for in physique in terms of putting themselves about a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt if teams let us play football, we'll match them, if not be better than any of them. Our football can be brilliant. But yeah, you're right, the physicality side, they get brushed off the ball a lot easier. It's more of a physical battle. And, you know, if we concede a corner, it's like Land of the Giants against us. You know, but that's what we have to put up with, and we have to be clever in our game, not give away silly free kicks, not give away corners, you know, unnecessarily, and learn to be physical with the opposition when we do concede.
You've had some good wins this season, and I suspect the best one might have been last Saturday at Hartlepool.
It was a strange old game, that one, because we set off like a house on fire and got on top and were looking comfortable. They got a lad sent off just before half-time. And second half, they put us under a lot of pressure, and it wasn't until later on in the game that we had to kill them off. But what we did do, we defended resolutely, which is something we've not been doing away from home this season. And that's effectively, you know, we went to Redcar, we got a good nil clean sheet there, and then again on Saturday. So hopefully there's something to build on at the back, as well as our football going forward.
Six on the table. It's in touching distance of the leaders, Redcar, and a couple of the other clubs. Are you confident that the lads can set up a title challenge?
Well, if we look at the pattern of what happened last year after we took over from Ben Harden, and it took us a good couple of months to get bedded in and bring in the young ones through and everything else. And if we look back and think, well, at October, we only had 5 points last season, and we really pushed on and broke into the top five or six by the end of the season. If we can do that this year with a better start that we've got, then yeah, why not? You know, that's where we want to be. We're not doing this just for the enjoyment. We want to win something, and the league can be great.
Who have been the standout players for you so far?
To be fair, it's been shared around. You know, one week somebody will have a good game, next week somebody else will then improve their game, and then one or two others will drop off. But there's no doubt bringing Joey Beecham up front has given us a little bit more physicality up front. When Derek Wade's missing at the back, the two young lads, whilst they try the hardest, Derek gives them a bit of an older head. So everybody plays the part within the system that we play, and isolating single people as standout players is difficult, but as a whole, everybody's working together.
Anfield playing then on Saturday, and looking for 3 points.
Very much so. It's a home game. Touchwood, so far we're unbeaten at home, and we want to build on that. If you look at the amount of games we've played, there's only two of them been at home. Everything else has been away. So yet again, when you look at the league, you think you're six in the league and you've played most of your games away from home. It's a good platform to build on, and Anfield playing on Saturday's the next journey along a long journey before May time.